and for all those years, we never talked about the disaster at the recital or my terrible accusations afterward at the piano bench. All that remained unchecked, like a betrayal that was now unspeakable. So I never found a way to ask her why she had hoped for something so large that failure was inevitable. And even worse, I never asked her what frightened me the most. Why had she given up hope? For after our struggle at the piano, she never mentioned my playing again. The lesson stopped. The lid to the piano was closed, shutting out the dust, my misery, and her dreams. So she surprised me. A few years ago, she offered to give me the piano for my 30th birthday. I had not played in all those years. I saw the offer as a sign of forgiveness, a tremendous burden removed. "Are you sure?" I asked shyly. "I mean, won't you and Dad miss it?" "No, this your piano," she said firmly. "Always your piano. You only one can play." "Well, I probably can't play any more," I said. "It's been years." "You pick up fast," said my mother, as if she knew this was certain. "You have natural talent. You could been genius if you want to." "No, I couldn't." "You just not trying," said my mother, and she was neither angry nor sad. She said it as if to announce a fact that could never be disproved. "Take it," she said. But I didn't at first. It was enough that she had offered it to me, and after that, every time I saw it in my parents' living room, standing in front of the bay windows, it made me feel proud, as if it were a shiny trophy I had won back.